Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through scriptures verse by verse. And I am so happy to be able to do that. And I just want to give a special shout out to those of you who are hurting today and who feel like they can't seem to get beyond their tangled up thoughts. And I just want to let you know that you're not alone. There are other people just like you struggling in the world, and the Lord is mindful of you. He sees you, He acknowledges the pain, and He wants to walk alongside you. And I know that in some of my most desperate times, I've had to remind myself that God is there and He sees. And so I just want to remind you that even in the midst of your conundrums and your stress and your worries, God sees you and He absolutely loves you because He created you. So rest in that today. Today we're in Matthew 10. We're going to finish up this chapter, verses 40 through 42, in the New International Version of the Bible, and it says this: "Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, that word is echoing as I read it. I could see it so many times. Reward, reward, reward. And I can't say it very well. That's one of my hardest words to pronounce. But I do thank you that there is, that you do reward those who seek you, and that there is treasure in heaven for those who have forsaken the world and who have followed after you wholeheartedly. And Lord, we want to live not for this world, but for the next. Randy Alcorn has said that we are made for a person and a place. That person is you, Jesus, and that place is the new heavens and the new earth. And so, Lord, help us not to have the perspective that today is all we have, or that this is all it is. There is so much more to this adventure than what meets the eye. And Lord, we know that you live within those invisible spaces, and you live within the language and the oxygen of the kingdom, and you live outside of time and space. And so, Lord, help us to live our lives accordingly, knowing that there will be reward someday. And Lord, it's sometimes hard to understand what it means to welcome you. What does it mean to welcome you into our lives? Lord, teach us what it means to practice hospitality toward you, to leave, give you our hearts, and to let you into some of those places that are hard. Hospitality is not about putting on a show for other people so people think you're cool and you can cook well. Hospitality is about making people at home in your home, messy as it might be. And so, Lord, we want to welcome you into our hearts as a home, messy as it can be. Lord, would you open some of those dark closet doors where we've been trying to hide from you, even though we understand that we can't hide from you because you see everything. But Lord, we want to let you in into the dark places. We want to let you into places of repetitive sin. We want to let you in to those secrets that we've been carrying for far too long, or the shame that has overwhelmed us, or the trauma that we can't seem to get over, or that broken relationship that we're mourning over, or the grief that we have over a lost loved one to death. Lord, these are some griefs that we have that we need to let you in on. I know that you long to have fellowship with us, and sometimes that fellowship involves suffering alongside, and that's what compassion means. It means to suffer with, to have passion with. And so, Lord, we thank you that you have compassion on us, and we do want to welcome you into those darker places. And would you show us who to give a cup of cold water to? There's people in our lives today who need to be refreshed, and we want to be that element of refreshing today. Would you show us who that could be? And I don't know what that symbolic cup of water looks like, Lord, but you do, and you are so good to whisper into our ears the specific things that people need that we can bless them with. Lord, help us to be generous people today with great joy. Renew unto us the joy of our salvation. Renew a steadfast spirit within us. We are so grateful for you, and we love you with everything inside of us, I pray in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help out the podcast, you could do a review on iTunes or Stitcher or any of the other places that the podcast can be found on. So thanks for doing that ahead of time, and I hope you have an amazing day. You are loved, and the Father in heaven absolutely adores you. Nothing can separate you from His love. Rest in that today.